God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Recently on a Friday morning here at camp, I was addressing the adults that brought young people from literally all across the country and abroad, and I was struck by the fact that within 48 hours, we would be flung from every location from Yuma, Arizona on the California-Mexican-Arizona border all the way down to Nassau, Bahamas. In short, we had condensed in a single room people that would spread the better part of our part of a continent. What an amazing thing. You know, God intends that the gospel go wherever you do. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 21, the Bible says, "Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you." Paul is signing off this letter to the Philippians. Verse 22 continues, "All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household." This is amazing. The references to a single group of people. Brethren, saints, Caesar's household. Brethren, these are brothers in God's family with Paul. Saints, these are children of God in God's family. Caesar's household, these are people employed by the tyrant of the Roman Empire. Now, what is the point? The point is that God intends the gospel to go wherever you do, whether it is on the California border, whether it is in the Bahamas, or wherever it is in the Midwest, wherever it may be that God has sent you. In Ephesians, Paul prayed, he asked that his friends would pray for him, that he would have an boldness to open his mouth to make known the gospel where he was. He goes on to say, "For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Paul did not ask for an open prison door. That would not have been wrong, but he did not. He did not ask for another door to be opened. That is an opportunity somewhere else. He just asked that where he was, which happened to be in prison, that God would give him an open door there. Now, I don't know where you live or what you do or what your life may be today, but I do know this, regardless of what kind of atmosphere you find yourself in, the kind of people with whom you'll make contact today, I do know that God intends for the gospel to go wherever you do. God has the grace to give that for which I have the humility to ask. And if you'll ask God for an open door today, I do believe He will give it. Paul had an open door in prison to give the gospel. And God will surely give you an open door to give the truth where you are today. If you'll ask for it, seek it, and seize it.